Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today is April 15th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. EPA's Phase 3 greenhouse gas emission standards for heavy-duty vehicles are set to take effect for model year 2027. We speak with DHL US CEO Greg Hewitt to discuss how trucking can prepare for the coming changes. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns138. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. Volvo Group will build a heavy-duty truck manufacturing plant in Mexico to complement the Swedish original equipment manufacturer's production in the U.S. The parent company of Volvo Trucks North America and Mack Trucks expects the 1.7 million square foot plant to be up and running in 2026. Volvo did not reveal an exact location for the plant or the cost of building the facility. Volvo also has plants in Pennsylvania and Virginia. The twin issues of challenging market conditions and fraud prevention dominated the discourse at the Transportation Intermediaries Association's 2024 Capital Ideas Conference last week in Phoenix. Third-party logistics providers have persevered through the COVID pandemic and the softening of the market as it eased, and the Panama Canal drought, industry leaders said. They noted that logistics providers have continued to adjust, improve, and adapt. The flurry of Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia's oil refineries risks disrupting global markets for petroleum products, including diesel, the International Energy Agency said in its monthly report. The shutdown of damaged refineries or units of between 4 to 8 weeks for repairs could mean a significant loss of Russian oil product exports. The IEA was echoing an earlier statement from U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who warned that Ukrainian attacks, quote, could have a knock-on effect, end quote, on the global energy market. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.